Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by, well, what do you think we're brought to you by, given this story? Let me tell you about the story first. Then the sponsor will make perfect sense. The story is about a man who faces life in prison for daring to tell the world about Bitcoin and how to avoid declining national currency, where inflation eats you alive, and the economic policies of countries like the United States and the rest of the West serve to benefit the elite only at your expense, and taking money out of your pocket, your hard-earned labor is stolen from you. And this story is tragic and concerning. And so we're brought to you by Noble Gold. Because I'm telling you, that's one place that the globalists haven't learned how to hijack yet. Now, I'm a believer that if you don't hold it, you don't own it. I really do believe in that. But Noble Gold can help you escape declining currency, inflation, and manipulation of criminal organizations like the Federal Reserve that should have never come into existence and should be put out of existence immediately. And I think Donald Trump is working towards this. I see the signs of it, although he's not overtly come out and said this. Noble Gold can help you preserve your assets. And the game is rigged. It's stacked against you. The Dodd-Frank Law 2010, there's never been a more unconstitutional law of economics than this. And it basically says this: that when you put your assets in the bank, whether it be a retirement or cash deposit or payroll, automatic payroll, it's just crazy because they own it. And you're in second place as an unsecured creditor. And they're doing that with a lot of assets. They're doing this with home mortgages now. We've covered that with the South Dakota legislator. This is a rigged game, people, and Noble Gold can give you the freedom you need to preserve what you have earned. They will take your retirement out of the bank, put it under your name, your ownership, and then back it with gold. You're going, wow, that's really cool. It's not only cool, it's awesome. And this is why I have to give this warning, because the government doesn't like it. Any investment carries an inherent risk, and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. There's an element of truth in that. That is a good warning, but nonetheless, I've been an advertiser for 8 years. I've been a customer for seven, and I've done multiple deals with Noble Gold, and I'm going to again before the end of the year for tax reasons. And you're saying, whoa, does this really work for you, Dave? Yeah. Yeah. Listen, the government can come and kill you. They can put you in prison for the rest of your life. But if you try to stay in your lane and stay within their laws, precious metals actually gives you an escape hatch that's perfectly legal. And so what I'm telling you right now is this story that I'm going to be telling you about is about when you step outside your lane, what they're going to do to you. This process is within the accepted system. They're not coming after you, but you will preserve your assets, even in a depression. So what are you going to do? You're going to call Noble Gold. 877-646-5347. Do you want to let the banks take your assets when they begin to decline because of the Federal Reserve and what they're doing to the American people and how they're trying to set Trump up to fail? Of course not. You don't want to hand them over your assets, so you're going to call 877-646-5347. I just love it when one of my longtime great sponsors is a central part of this story. This is absolutely so upsetting. This is Tucker and a man named Roger Ver. And he really is the godfather of Bitcoin and various kinds of crypto and giving people economic independence. And I'm going to play the first 3 minutes and a little change of this interview. And you've already seen on screen, if you have that ability, if you're just listening to us, all you got to do is go to Tucker Carlson, and Roger, VER is the name. And you're going to see what he's facing for daring to defy central banking, in particular the Federal Reserve. Now, he should consider himself lucky he's not dead. See, that's a little extreme. No, it's not. John Kennedy did something very similar, with his silver certificates, billions of dollars worth of silver certificates. And it was one of the five reasons he got his head blown off by the CIA. I should say CIA contract assets. This is why. This is why the CIA tried to silence me on YouTube for daring to expose that. Oh, yeah, the CIA can shut you out of social media. So this is Roger VER, is how he spells his last name. You want to look this up. Obviously, you know Tucker, and this is scary beyond belief. This just shows how out of control this government is that we live under right now, and how they don't respect your rights, and how they'll do anything to you to keep you from taking some of your money every year through illegitimate intentional purposes and giving it to their elite donors that keep them in power.
The U.S. Justice Department to face life in prison, 109 years, for tax evasion. You're not a U.S. citizen. The period that you're being charged with evading American taxes, you are not a U.S. citizen. And so whenever I see a story that says the U.S. government is extraditing somebody for tax evasion to put him in prison for 109 years, my first thought is maybe it's not really about the taxes. Maybe there's something more to this story. Could there be another reason the U.S. government is angry at you and wants to put you in prison for the rest of your life?
Yeah, to be honest, I think they're not really angry about taxes at all. I think they're just angry about my lack of obedience and lack of, you know, kissing their ring. I was the first person in the entire world to start investing in the Bitcoin ecosystem and investing in businesses that made it easy for people to use Bitcoin as money and as cash for people all over the world. And I was promoting it since 2011 as, hey, stop using the US dollar, stop using euro, stop using yen, start using Bitcoin. We have an alternative in which each individual anywhere on the planet can be in charge of their own money completely without needing permission from any politician or any government anywhere in the world. And when you're a government that loves controlling people through the control of the money supply, that's very, very threatening to their control of the world. So, of course, they didn't like that at all. And I knew that this sort of thing was dangerous. And I thought the safest path for me would be to not be a U.S. citizen. So in 2014, I renounced my U.S. citizenship and became a, you know, a citizen of the world effectively. But
I want to make this clear. This man is not a U.S. citizen, has not been for 10 years, and he's been extradited from a foreign country for not paying taxes to a country that he is no longer a citizen in. What's wrong with this picture?
I knew nationality is St. Kitts, which is a wonderful little island in the Caribbean. And I thought that that would be safe for me. And I could promote Bitcoin from there and obey. Even though I may disagree with plenty of laws, I do my best to obey them because I know when you're and advocating for things that change the world, governments don't like that and they can come after you. So I told all my tax attorneys and everybody else, we have to do everything perfect so that there's no room for the U.S. government to give me a hard time about any of this. And more than a decade after I had already renounced my U.S. citizenship, and just a couple of weeks after I published a book on the hijacking of Bitcoin, how it no longer works as peer-to-peer cash for the world, and it's been morphed into to something that is just a digital asset that people are speculating on the price on, rather than something that can compete with the U.S. dollar and the euro and the yen for use as currency around the world. Suddenly, right after my book gets published, that exposes how people claiming to work for intelligence agencies hijack Bitcoin to do that. Suddenly, I get arrested and tossed in jail in Spain and trying to be extradited to face more than 100 years in prison. I'm 45 today. I think my odds of being alive with conventional technology in 109 years from now aren't looking too good. So effectively to die in prison is what they want because they're so upset about the things I've been saying and the way I've been promoting cryptocurrency around the world. As the founder of Bitcoin.com, co-founder of XRP and Blockchain.com and a bunch of other companies, I literally seeded the entire first generation of cryptocurrency companies. And so they're furious at me for trying to have something that can compete with the U.S. dollar as the world's medium of exchange and currency.
Now, I should just add an editorial comment. I mean, I am an American citizen and will remain one, I hope. So I'm not against the U.S. dollar in principle. It's the mismanagement of the U.S. dollar, I think, by the people in charge of it, the U.S. government, the Federal Reserve, has made it kind of a sketchy proposition long term. It's like their mismanagement has forced people to think about alternatives. And one of the most promising alternatives was Bitcoin. And it was, I remember very well, since I'm 55, when it first appeared, the idea was this is a way for people to conduct business, to buy goods and services without being controlled, to have, as you said, control over their own money, autonomy. and it has become instead this asset class. And I'm very interested in how exactly that happened. And so if you wouldn't mind explaining the thesis of your book, what you saw, how that happened, you say subterfuge by the intel agencies played a role. I'll stop talking and let you explain what you saw.
Yeah, I think to get started on that, we'll have to back up more than 25 years ago. So when I was a very young man, I ran for political office as a libertarian in California and called for, you know, lower taxes, less government in every area and everywhere. And this was in the year 2000. And for those of us that are old enough to remember, in the late 1990s, there was an incident in Waco, Texas, where there's a religious group there with, you know, a bunch of adults, but a bunch of kids, some of them, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, like little kids. And even if the parents were religious nuts, the ATF and FBI literally burnt to death everybody in their home there.
I let that part of the story come in because it's not where I'm taking this story. And listen, I really appreciate what Tucker's doing there. Another great interview. You can go to his X site and look at the entire interview. In fact, in the description, he lists the timestamps of where you can see various things, including Roger's experience in prison. And I would really, really encourage you to look closely at this. I don't know where Donald Trump is going to come in on this. I can tell you this. If he goes down the path of Roger Ver, and more important, if he goes down the path of John Kennedy, which it looks like he's beginning to set up things like gold and silver and Bitcoin to back up the U.S. dollar. These are the signals I'm reading. And if he goes down this road and he cuts out the elite that control the Federal Reserve, he's a dead man. He's a dead man. They did a couple of things in the past. Let's go through and run through this for you. Richard Nixon wanted out of Vietnam. The same interest that controlled the Rockefellers, the Federal Reserve, controlled the military-industrial complex in 1963. Oh, 1968. Oh, 1981. Every time there was an action against a president, it went against these groups. Let me be really clear. John Kennedy, Rockefellers. Going forward, Richard Nixon wanted out of Vietnam. He began to call for the Vietnamization of the war, where South Vietnam would take on the bulk of the fighting, thus reducing American total dependence on American manufactured weapons, thus cutting the profit motive, thus, all the crap that goes with fighting wars was diminished under Richard Nixon. And so they got him for Watergate. And Watergate was such a low-level offense. Now you look at what's going on in government today, and Richard Nixon was out for Watergate. Are you kidding me? But he went against the same elite group. So they've already murdered by this date one president. They couldn't kill another one 9 years later when he pissed him off. Nixon really pissed him off and said, no, we're not going down this path any longer. And so 9 years later, they set him up with intelligence agents from the Washington Post. Oh, yeah, you think those reporters were clean journalists? Think again. So you've got that event, and then Ronald Reagan comes in. And Ronald Reagan probably didn't know the Trilateral Commission from a tricycle, and they stacked his administration like they did with Jimmy Carter with trilaterals. Oh, Patrick Wood has a lot to say about that. Remember, he wrote the book Trilaterals Over Washington? And what they did when Reagan wouldn't capitulate, they tried to murder him. And they used a Manchurian candidate to do it. Well, that's a whole story unto itself. So in 18 years, we had one murder, presidential assassination, one frame-up job in the 1970s with Richard Nixon, and extrication from the presidency, forced resignation, and then a near murder with Ronald Reagan to get him under control. So within 18 years, three presidents. You don't think that Donald Trump won't be the fourth? You see, these presidents who take over, they know this. When Henry Kissinger, the late Henry Kissinger, used to visit the White House, immediately after a president was elected and sworn in, here comes Kissinger. This is how the game is played. You are just a pawn. You shut the F up and you do what we tell you or we will kill you. That's the talk that they get. And all the little presidents fall into line. Fact, Barack Obama was so good at following directions, they made him a direction giver. He's one of them now. It's kind of interesting. He's on the second tier of this group we're talking about. And let's make no mistake about it. We're talking about the people that collapsed the economy in 1929, that told the lies that we wouldn't have enough oil to 1990, and jacked our oil prices up in the 1970s, and we had gas lines a mile long. We're all running out of oil. Yeah, that's just so they could increase their profits. They started wars for profit in the Middle East, right? The Carlyle Group. Should I go on? Should I go on? You get the idea, don't you? There are some things worth fighting over, and I always advocate for peaceful solutions, and I still do. But there's a time when you are attacked so viciously as a people, and your very lives are at risk. You have the right to self-defense. And I'm issuing this warning from just an aging American citizen who is too fat to fight, too old to run. And I'm just going to say this. You kill this president, this is going to awaken a nation, and we will hunt all of you down. We know who you are. Oh, the average American doesn't, but those of us who do, and I'm one of them, we will expose you, and we will continue to expose you, as I'm doing right here, Rockefeller family. Oh, your patriarch might be dead, David Rockefeller, what, at the age of 103? Isn't it interesting how all these bastards live to be over 100? How is it they live to be over 100 and you don't? It's called they have access to real medical technology. When Magic Johnson overcame AIDS, he accidentally said something on a talk show. They had to talk with him. Shut the hell up or else. Let me tell you something, folks. These people that run our government are no better than the mafia. And their little minions they put into office, they may wear the suit and tie, and they raise their right hand to promise to obey the Constitution. But the reality is this, they are no better than the mafia, and they would just as soon kill you as look at you. And that's who runs this government. And when Trump got into office in 2017, he found out how formidable they were. And they've tried to kill him that I know of on three occasions, probably more. Well, there was Butler, there was his golf course, and then there was the one that they've tried to excuse away. A car bomb with a massive dirty bomb in it on Long Island when the president-elect was ready to speak just hours before. They sure minimized that one, didn't they? That was a real attempt. In fact, that was the attempt to have a mass casualty event, which is what Doug Thornton, my broadcast partner on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, have been warning you about for years. The idea of a JFK-style assassination with all the cell phones and all the evidence we could gather on scene is really kind of impractical. Although at Butler, they had to revert to that because the two car bombs they had ready weren't going to work for various reasons. So they had to resort to a JFK-style hit. Almost pulled it off. And with the help of the Secret Service corrupt leadership, they certainly were able to cover up their participation in this. Although it's there to see. Listen to Dan Bongino. Secret Service veteran. He's telling you what he knows. And I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump has a bullseye on him. And I'm telling the people, you pull this off, and I guarantee you that the American people this time will rise up and will come for you. In fact, H.W. Bush even warned about that. If the American people ever discover what we're really up to, they'll chase us down the street and hang us from a lamppost. And you're damn right. It's time that Americans step up and defend their country. You want to perpetrate a presidential assassination? You want to destroy our economy? You want to continue to put 27% of the people in this country in a position of malnourishment? Yeah, they're starving people to death in this country. But they did the same thing. The previous generation of the same bastards did the same thing. In the Depression, where an estimated 2 to 7 million people starved to death. And you're saying, well, that's a pretty big range, Dave. Yeah, because when you die of starvation and malnourishment, it leads to other conditions that are the primary cause of death, but the first mover is being starved to death. 2 to 7 million people in America, where we produce more food than we could possibly eat. Yet people were starving to death. People didn't have jobs. People had horrible economic lives. My family, my mom's side, went from riches to rags. That part of the Ford family. So much for blood thicker than water, right? Thanks, Henry, for not telling my relatives what was going on, what was going to happen. They got totally caught off guard and they lost everything. And they're going to do the same thing to you. And this is why I advertise for Noble Gold. They are not compromised. And I pray for Colin Poom, the CEO of Noble Gold. He's as honest as the day is long. And I've known this man for 8 years. And I have to tell you, there's not a better person to do business with. He trains his employees never to close a deal, make the customer close the deal. It's got to be their idea. You're just presenting the facts as we best understand them. And I pray that he's on the wrong side of this whole thing, like with the interview you just saw with Roger and Tucker. That man doesn't deserve to go to prison. He's giving people a viable alternative. But because you're not playing by their rules, and you won't play with their house money that's designed to screw you, then they're coming for you. 109 years. It's like Tina Peters, right? Tina Peters, right? Mesa County, Colorado, right? Grand Junction, county seat. She didn't know anything about voter fraud when she took over as elected official. She thought government was inefficient. She got tired of standing in line at the DMV for 3 hours. And she said, I can do better than this. And this Gold Star mom who lost a son serving our country said, you know, there's something really screwy about this election and these machines. And so she brought in an expert, which was her right as the chief officer overseeing elections in her county. If something's not working, it's her duty to report it. Had she not, and we had any honest people in office, which Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State of Colorado, is not. She's a criminal. She could have gone to jail for negligence. So she did her job and she showed the system was corrupt. And now she's serving a 9-year prison sentence at the age of 70. That's how evil these people are. You're elected by the people to do your job and they throw you in prison for the rest of your life for doing your job. This is what's happening to Roger in this story. It's what happened to Tina. Do you understand how criminal these people are? And even though you elect a new president, 90% of this government serves a criminal enterprise. And you can't root them out because they're protected by the civil service laws. This is why Trump is trying a new approach. It's called Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. And what are they going to do? Well, we can't fire you, but we sure as hell can defund you. And I guarantee this is political, not economic. Oh, there'll be some economic benefits. But when you're $36 trillion in debt, this is a drop in the bucket compared to what we really need to be doing. There'll be a little bit of economic benefit, but the real benefit is this is throwing a dagger into the heart of the deep state that controls our government. That's why the two most important positions that Trump has aren't even subject to senatorial approval for nomination. This is a brilliant move by Trump. But every time he takes a step in this direction, every time he tells Putin, you will stop this war, the people who make the weapons of war in this country, as represented by people like Nikki Haley, thank goodness Trump doesn't want her back in his administration. He learned his lesson, who she is and who she really serves. Every time that he does that, though, they're thinking of another way to kill him, just like John Kennedy, just like Bobby Kennedy. And oh, by the way, all three of those assassinations are connected. Are you hearing me, CIA? All three of those men were killed by a lone assassin who was a nut and wrote a diary, coincidentally, saying what they were going to do. What do you think the odds of that are? When we looked at all the deaths connected to the Kennedys, right, to cover up those two assassinations, MIT tried to run the odds on that, and there were too many zeros for their computer. I'm not making that up. That is an absolute fact. But what did Kennedy and King have in common? They were all anti-Vietnam, military-industrial complex, Federal Reserve funding at your expense, sacrificing 58,000 American lives so they can make more money. What do you think about that? See, this is what we're dealing with. The day America started to die, the day we got stage four political cancer, was 1947 with the birth of the CIA, the NSA, and the Air Force. Now, are there good people serving in the Air Force? And does the Air Force do some really good things for national security? Yes. But at the upper echelon, isn't it interesting that at the Air Force Academy, and I've covered this, they're now offering courses in witchcraft. It kind of shows you who we're fighting against. And what interview was I on the other day with this? And oh, yes, it was with John Richardson, World Without Cancer. This guy's fantastic. RNCstore.com, you got to go visit it. John was talking about the fallen angels and their descendants who really are running the planet. And we're not going to go into detail on that here. You've heard me talk about that. But it's amazing to me how many people are really aware now of what's going on, who we're really against. At the fundamental basis of where we are, we're fighting good versus evil. When God Almighty cast the fallen angels down to earth, he made this their planet. We are in enemy territory. So when we talk about a satanic, corrupt government that acts like a mafia, they're a cartel, this just fits right in with Genesis 6. It's evil, people. How do you protect yourself from evil? Well, you better be aligned with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I say that unapologetically. I don't care who's offended. I don't care right now if 100,000 people said, Dave, you're full of blank. I'm out of here. If you want true protection, the book of Matthew tells you, invest in the Lord Jesus, and he will not depart from you. And we better learn that lesson very, very quickly. You know, people tell me, they're even right here, on the comment section of various forums I'm in, or they send me an email, Dave, aren't you afraid? Oh, I so appreciate the courage you show. I don't show any courage. I'm speaking the truth, and the Lord protects me. And when it's time to call me home, that's what he'll do. I mean, have you seen the movie with Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German theologian, trained a lot in America, by the way, the German theologian who said, Hitler is not our God, he's not the head of our church, and he got hung for what he said. The tragedy was he got hung a couple of weeks before the end of the war. He was such a powerful man that even a couple of the German guards wanted to help him escape because they so believed in what he was saying. This is our answer, people. But I will tell you this. I know human nature pretty well. And they killed Donald Trump, and they start the same crap they did in his administration. This time, I believe the people are going to rise up, and they know it. This is why they spent two terms of Obama and one term of the demented one trying to take your guns. They know what's coming, and they know that if the people rise up, they're not safe, and they understand that. And where they're really stupid is they think the killing of Donald Trump could stop all this. It won't. It'll exacerbate it. I'll put it this way. How do you overcome 20 million fraudulent votes in the 2024 election? Well, they pissed the people off to the point where they're going to rise up. We rose up politically, and the people will rise up militarily. And you think I'm talking extreme? Well, would you please go back to the pre-election journalism, yellow journalism from the mainstream media? Hell, they were telling you we're in pre-Civil War mode. We still are. This country is not as divided as they will tell you. It's the elite, their journalistic minions, about 20% of the country that's dumber than a box of rocks that continue to vote for Democrats because dot, dot, dot. That's your enemy. And at the root of it, they serve the evil one. You say, what about Fox News? I'll cover that in the next segment. God bless all of you. And I want to say this again, and I've said it before. The fact that we as a people rose up and defeated the mainstream media, illegal campaign contributions totaling over $1 billion from groups like ActBlue, stolen votes from various post office departments around the country, Georgia, Pennsylvania. Oh, listen, people I love work for the post office. They're not corrupt. They just do their job. But there are some that were. 20 million votes were stolen in this last election, and we still won. And that's because of you. You didn't listen to the bull. You went and did your job, You told your neighbors to vote, who to vote for, vote early, and we did it. But that was only the first step in the war that we're going to have to fight to keep our country and give our kids a future. But I have undying respect for all of you right here who are hearing the sound of my voice, who did your job, but don't lay back. Listen, everyone's numbers across social media are down, everybody, because people are relaxed. Donald Trump will take care of it. That is a really wrong view to take. This is what happened the last time, and you saw how that ended. Our job has just begun, and you can fight this war on a level that you can participate. Choose your avenue of participation. There is no wrong choice. The only wrong choice is no choice. Please stay at work, because this country is worth saving, and our kids, at the end of the day, are worth fighting for. I'll see you back here next time. God bless all of you. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are brought to you by three harmful foods. Oh, no, we're not going to harm you, I promise. But nutrition expert Dr. Amy Lee said, we got this health food pyramid. It doesn't work. It's a lie. It's a concoction to favor corporate interests. Many of these foods are banned in foreign countries, many of them first world countries. But yet we keep serving you these foods that are destroying you. Sounds like RFK Jr., doesn't it? Well, she's done the research on this, and she said, we got to eliminate these three foods. These three foods are bad, bad, bad. Hurt your digestion system, hurt your joints, makes your skin look like crap. It's, I mean, we could go on and on. But if you reverse it and you stop taking this stuff, then all of a sudden you start showing improvement. What do? You go to 3harmfulfoods.com to watch a free video. That's the number 3harmfulfoods.com to watch the video. And the link is in the description box if you're watching us on social media. I wanted to take a segment here to talk about Assad. He has now fled to Russia, sent his family there first. He's now gone. What's behind the overthrow in Syria? Who are these rebels? Well, they're fighting with NATO weapons, your weapons too. Your tax dollars at work overthrew Assad. Now, I'm not defending Assad. He's a typical third world country dictator. Typical, the kind we like to use. But he happened to be an ally of Russia. Now, this is where it gets really sticky. Syria is an important asset for Russia. This is why the U.S., along with their NATO allies, overthrew Assad using dissidents armed with NATO and American weapons, mostly American. Now, why is this significant? Because if the globalists are able to launch the desired war against Russia, they need to eliminate pieces of support. And one of those pieces of support is Syria, particularly the port of Aleppo. Russia doesn't have a lot of good ports, and they would rely on this tremendously. This also weakens their naval reach, weakens their naval power, and this is a blow to Russia. Now, one of the things I think Putin might be thinking is, rather than I'm going to respond in kind somewhere else in the world, you know, like when he took Crimea, he may just be waiting on Donald Trump. And he knows that he and Trump will fix this once and for all, as the U.S. and the Russians could enter into a productive agreement, which the globalists fear, because if those two nations combined, U.S., Russia, end of the New World Order. The World Economic Forum would be powerless. They'd have a website, have conferences with hookers and drugs, but they wouldn't get much accomplished because no one would be listening. It's a really interesting time we live in. Ordinarily, I think if Biden were going to remain president, or if Kamala Harris had won the election, we'd be talking about a different set of circumstances right now. But I don't think this is going to really move the needle. But if war with Russia is inevitable, taking away Syria is a big deal in the Middle East. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Make sure you check out our newsletter and sign up for it. It's one-stop shopping for everything we do in a 24-hour period. All you have to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com, upper right-hand corner, click on the newsletter, and put your email in. That's all you have to do. And by the way, we don't sell your data. No YouTube, no Facebook here. All you're doing when you put your email in is giving access to receiving the newsletter. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next time. And the topic for our discussion here in this segment is mind games, PSYOP, deception designed to fool you so you can be taken advantage of. We're going to look at it with regard to what we went through with COVID lockdowns and related events. And we're going to look at it with our sponsor. And it's all the same thing. And I think once we begin to expose this and how it works in multiple fronts, here in the medical front, and then, of course, in the, shall we say, political management front, you're going to see the tactics are the same. The strategy is the same. Now, I'm kind of sensitized to this. Not kind of. I am sensitized to it because of my work, and I've looked at things like the Tavistock Institute. I know about Manchurian candidates, and you know, and I have a pretty extensive background in the field of psychology. And so I begin to see the patterns pretty quickly. But I think to the average person who may never have taken a psychology class at all, some of these things become omnipresent. And people look at this and go, I get it. They did the same crap here. They're doing the same crap over there. And this is a game plan they have designed to separate us from our lives, separate us from our money, separate us from each other, and turn each other, us against each other, when they pit us against each other for racial reasons or age or whatever it would be. When really what people want to do, the vast majority, just love each other and have fun and enjoy each other's company. And these people that do these psyops are so evil. But the one psyop that is really evil is exposed by Dr. Amy Lee. And her work constitutes the sponsor for this particular segment. We call it Three Harmful Foods. And these guys are so good at what they do. They look at things that affect us negatively, like RFK Jr., and that's the category that I put Dr. Amy Lee in, and that's high esteem. And what she does is she said, you know, we have this thing called the health pyramid, the health food pyramid. What a joke and what a lie this is. We live in an age of unprecedented medical technology, and yet we're feeding people absolute garbage. And she said, if there are three foods out there that I could get rid of, people could begin to reverse some of their symptoms with regard to digestion, joint pain, and so forth, and the health would be improved. The problem is most of us are really ignorant as to the causes, and we think when we begin to experience these negative physical symptoms as we age, that it is part of the natural aging process. It is not. It is not part of this. And I really love what Dr. Amy Lee has done. She said, I've got to expose this. And she said, if we could get people to stop eating these things and eat other things that are better, we could reverse a lot of these conditions that are debilitating America. Sounds like RFK Jr. Only thing is, I've been more familiar with Dr. Amy Lee for longer than I have RFK Jr. But they're both saying the same thing. They're both to be congratulated. Let me tell you, Dr. Amy Lee has done. She has produced a free video for you to watch on this. And we call it threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. That's the number 3harmfulfoods.com/Dave. And if you're on our social media, all you have to do is click the link in the description box. Dr. Amy Lee, thank you for what you're doing for America. And I mean that sincerely. Now, to a related topic, the PSYOP of deception designed to bring you harm. This is intentional, people, like for the food supply. And RFK Jr. is right. It's too voluminous and consistent and the longevity of this speaks to the fact that this is intentional. Well, so is COVID. It was along the same lines of what Dr. Amy Lee is talking about. Doing things that cause harm to the public. And if it's a one-time deal, oops, oh, we shouldn't have had that in our food. Okay, we're sorry, we're taking it out. Okay, I agree with that. That accidents can happen, but this is no accident, people. What's being done to us on a number of fronts is intentional because of how common it is. And then you start to reduce the odds of the odds being due to chance. It's not chance. I'm not going to get into the speculative reasons why there are those trying to harm us, but they are. Shall we look at the COVID situation for a second as the ultimate psyop? And I want to use this as a teaching mechanism because it's coming. We have people in the deep state now speaking out. They're doctors for the deep state. And they're saying on January 21st, there's going to be pathogens everywhere. I couldn't make this stuff up, but my mind doesn't work that way. You know, I was trained to educate and help people. I was trained to treat and help people. I'm not trained to bring harm to people. So when I have to uncover these motives, it's foreign to my thinking. Only thing is it's consistent with the people who are ruling over us. Yeah, George Carlin had it right. They don't care about you. They don't give an F about you. It's a game to them. I like what he said about the American dream. He said, the American dream, yeah, you have to be asleep to believe it. Unfortunately, that's what's come of us. And what we need to do is to educate ourselves as to what these people are doing to us. Let's get to the psyop. Okay, first of all, it was a contrived virus. And I'm going to say this again, and I said it years ago. I said that Joe Biden's son and an accomplice, who we now know as Devin Archer, was on Air Force Two, and they took from a lab, a bio lab in Ukraine, where COVID was developed, and they sent it to China to the Wuhan lab for refinement. Gain of function is what Rand Paul called it. Rand Paul knows this story. I can tell by the questioning of Anthony Fauci. He knows what I reported on in 2014. I didn't know it was COVID. But I do know this, and I know this largely because of the good work by my friend Paul Preston. In the six personnel that were on that plane that transported Devin Archer and Hunter Biden, this is why he got the pardon, so the stuff like this didn't come out in trial. And they're taking an elementary, rudimentary form of COVID to Wuhan for further work. All six of the personnel on that plane died of, quote, unnatural causes for their age. Yeah. So that's the first psyop. The second psyop was the fake reports out of China with the cruelty they were doing to their people, like nailing them into their apartments and they would starve to death. That was a psyop. It's so bad, we have to do this. Fear, 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 fear. If it was that bad, then why wasn't air travel banned between China and the U.S. or China and anywhere? Because this wasn't the spreading of a normal pathogen. That's why. So then it comes here to America, predictably. And what do? We want to drive up the death count to raise the fear so we can manipulate you legally. I'll get to that part in a minute. Let's talk about driving up the death count. How many stories did we see where elderly were congregated together in places like New York City? Thank you, Cuomo. And of course, you put people in proximity with the virus and they're elderly. What do you think is going to happen? More people are going to die. And if you did it with the flu, the same thing would have happened. In fact, COVID really was a form of the flu. Deadly to those with weakened immune systems, common and prevalent among the elderly, driving up the death count. How else did they drive up the death count? Well, even when they weren't busy trying to kill people by overcrowding, what they did was false report of statistics. Now, the numbers of payment, in terms of what they pay dollar-wise, will vary, but I'll give you the typical figures. And we reported this when it was going on. For a COVID diagnosis, $13,000 payment to the medical institution by the federal government. For death by COVID on a death certificate, just under $40,000. Now, these numbers varied, but those are good approximations of the two events. And then stories started to emerge where, I'm a doctor in emergency room, and they brought in a guy from a motorcycle accident. He was effectively brain dead. We kept him alive so the parents could come and say goodbye and his brothers and sisters. And then we let him expire naturally. And I would write cause of death, brain trauma from motorcycle accident. It was overwritten by the medical director, and they wrote death by COVID so they could get their money. So we were told it's spreading. Remember how CNN would have the numbers every day? This is this many cases and blah, blah, blah. And it's growing exponentially. All part of the psyop with the mainstream media. Why would they do this? One, I believe it's conditioning for what's yet to come. COVID was not the kill shot. COVID was actually fairly mild. You feel like, well, Dave, people die. Yes, those that had the high risk factors. And it's the same for the flu. And it's interesting that when this was going on, flu rates dropped to almost zero. Yeah, you get the point, don't you? Now, oh, yeah, Dave, that's right. I covered that. And I had to stop covering it and actually take it off YouTube so I didn't get prematurely canceled sooner than I did because they were part of the scam and the cover-up. Now, what were they trying to gain? One was, how would we lock the country down? And why would they do that? Because populism runs amok. They threaten control over them, and people are rising up. So we got to lock them down under false pretenses and take away all their rights. You will be vaccinated. Well, wait a minute. You talk about abortion and say, my body, my choice. Why isn't it my body, my choice now? Well, we're going to send you to a quarantine center. And there was actually talk about this until the Supreme Court stepped in. Exactly. They tipped their hand. This is an element of political persecution under the guise of medical martial law. And I've covered this, ESF 8 through 14, the transport of people who should be quarantined. Why don't you just quarantine them in their home? And the facilities they were going to quarantine them at had no medical sponsor. 17 federal agencies, most law enforcement, nothing to do with medical rehabilitation. And you're quarantining for medical reasons? What's wrong with that picture? ESF 8 through 14, Human Health Services, all with the help of the UN, of course, and the World Health Organization. Now, let's go farther with this psyop. They made you wear a mask. They didn't work. Fauci in the beginning, they don't work. Why did you wear a mask? And by the end of the psyop, you should be wearing two or three masks at the same time. It's bad for your health. Then we got into lockdown situations, unemployment. They went after the renter class, the landlord class, right? Upper middle, but not upper. They don't want any competition at the elite levels behind this. So what they do? You can't evict people for non-payment of rent. Okay. So those people got off, right? Living rent-free. What about the landlords that still have to pay their mortgage? It eliminated competition with the next level down on the ladder, socioeconomically speaking. Also, it's not safe to go to a business and buy products that you need, like, food and water and toiletries and so forth. But you can go to Walmart, you can go to Target, you can go to the box stores with the wonderful donors that keep us in power, and we'll let you go there. But Joe's drugstore that sells everything that these people sell, he can't stay in business. We can keep strip clubs open in California. And of course, Newsom can go eat at his favorite French restaurant, but you can't go to church. Nancy Pelosi could get her hair done, but you couldn't get a haircut. See, this is how you knew it was bullshit. You knew this from the beginning. So moving forward, The political persecution was off the charts. And then they had this thing where they went for mandatory vaccination. You work in a place that has 100 or more employees, you will be vaccinated. And here are the horrific fines that'll put you out of business if you don't make your employees get vaccinated. And they went after first responders. They went after nurses and wrecked their careers. You know, where I go to get any medical treatment, we had this group of nurses, and I knew them for years, and I used to talk to them. I knew them personally, and none of them were working there any longer because they saw the BS behind no valid research behind vaccines, a lot of negative side effects, and you're going to take it. People said, uh-uh. Nurses were trained to recognize the BS. And then there was groups like the frontline doctors, who my friend Tom Rentz represented, attorney Tom Rentz, who now has his own podcast. Great job, Tom. And he does good work. So Tom was telling me about the frontline doctors and what he experienced. I used to have him on my show a lot. He was on about 2 months ago. And he talked about how they got stripped of their medical licenses if doctors came out and said there's no science behind the vaccine. It could be very counterproductive, which we know it is. So you confine people, you take away their jobs, you take away their businesses, you take away their employment, you wreck the economy, you leave people without hope, and you wonder why the suicide rate is off the charts today. Major cause of suicide is hopelessness, not depression. And what they did with these lockdowns was they made a good number of our population hopeless, suicidal. And in the previous segment, what did I talk about? I talked about death by firearm, major cause, suicide. Not homicide, suicide induced by the deep state controlling our government, producing psychological conditions to remain, to basically destroy hope. That's the PSYOP. And any first-year psychology student could see this. And then we got conditioned. The government's our third parent. They will tell us we have to wear a mask. They will tell us when and where we can go. How many people can you have at your Thanksgiving dinner? Do you remember that? Well, you have to go outside if you have more than five. You remember that stupid-ass statement by Fauci? Unbelievable. Fauci deserves to be executed. He's committed capital punishment-related offenses, promoting a vaccine that was deadly. Let me give you the stats. Going into COVID, our lifespan was 79 years of age. Today, it's just over 76. Going into COVID, we had about a year and a half, 2 years over the Cubans. Today, they live a year longer than us. Insurance companies today are going broke. They blame climate change. That's for their ESG rating with BlackRock, their major asset manager. The real reason? Death by vaccine at predetermined early ages. So you have a 15-year-old soccer player drop dead. Right? You have a 30-year-old drop dead. Well, these guys should be living into their late 70s, early 80s. And what does that do to the overall? And what about the death benefits happen to be paid out by the insurance companies? This is why they're denying claims in so many different areas now. COVID. Oh, climate change. Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the PSYOP. And when they bring this back, they know what worked and what didn't work. And I'm warning you, the next go around with this, which I think is going to be right around the inauguration, the next go around with this will be devastating for this country. And they will lock you down like you've never seen before. Destroying America, one America at a time. Thank you for joining us. I just thought you had a right to know.